We have Madeline Singer, District Attorney in Nassau County. Madeline, is that you?
Yes. Hi, Jay. Sorry about that.
It is okay. We're going to do this rather quickly and firmly here for you. So I'm going to get right into a couple of big pieces of news. I want to go over something. I have asked this question the last couple of days, Madeline. The pill mill in Suffolk County last week, the two guys in the garage, the fentanyl, the oxy, and everything else, lo and behold, Frankie Moreno is out on bond. Why? Because his mom put up the house as collateral. How does that happen? Where is the disconnect here of these deadly pills? We know the deal here on Long Island, the overdose, the deaths and everything. We know about the fentanyl. How is a guy like this even thought to be put back into society because mommy puts up the house?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know the specifics of that, but ultimately judges decide what kind of bail is going to be set. And if they set bail that someone can make, then you're out on the street, and bail is something that's totally in the discretion of the court. And unfortunately, the judge there did not think it appropriate to remand the defendant, meaning set no bail. And the mother was able to put up the house, and he's back out on the street.
No question about it. So the story goes, and it's the same old deal. Now, the drug situation, you have been doing your part. You have been putting on that cape, and I got to tell you, you know, the arrests have been coming. We've had conversations regarding, you know, the federal level and everything else, you know, the gangs. We'll get into that in a second. But the drug situation, these task forces are doing monumental type work.
Absolutely. I mean, we're not going to let up. It's an issue here on the island in Nassau County. No one is unaffected by it, Jay. We've spoken about it many times. We're going to do everything we can to make sure that the people who are pumping this poison out onto our streets are going to be held accountable. And if it means working with, you know, across county borders, between federal agents and state agents, whatever we need to do, no one here is going at it alone. We realize this problem is huge, and we're going to commit every resource we have to make sure that we can make a dent.
No question about it. Kind of a team effort, hopefully everybody cooperating to make even a bigger dent. I want to turn, before I get into the gang situation, Madeline Singer, Nassau County District Attorney. You know, Madeline, you continue the fight, not only the gangs and the drugs, the corruption as well. It's a big category we know here on the island. You know, the things that have been happening in the town of Oyster Bay, you know, Eppolito, the Venditto, you can go on and on and on here with what's going on there. You know, I was taken back by the whole Sheldon Silver situation. I'm sure you were as well. The appeal, he's out. And, you know, the stipulations involved with the governor of Virginia, I think, started it all. What's a gift? What's not a gift? I mean, you know, the line and everything else drawn now. But it all comes down to this. Elected officials not doing the right thing, the constituency up in arms here. What do we have to do to make sure the message is sent as far as corruption is concerned?
Yeah, absolutely, Jay. I mean, we were disheartened with the Silver decision, but, you know, again, we can't take our foot off the gas, and taxpayers are victimized when, you know, public officials abuse the public trust for their own personal gain. And we have to recognize it. We have to bring the cases. We have to make sure that they're held accountable. You know, again, people work so hard in Nassau County for their money, especially trying to do everything right, you know, paying their taxes, getting their kids to camps, doing everything, working two and three jobs. And then when I see public officials using the public accounts as their own piggy banks, it's so offensive to me, and it really, I mean, hits me in my core. So we're going to do everything we can to make sure that these people are held accountable, that we bring it out, that the people deserve a government that's transparent and accountable.
Well, I tell you, you can just see, you can just vision the smirk on Dean Skelos's face just a couple of weeks ago after this whole Silver thing. And that's what this whole thing does, in my opinion, Madeline Singer. It opens the door a bit for some of these political officials that say to themselves, you know what, I think I have a chance now to go free. You can't have that out there.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, people are so frustrated, and I've spoken to many people about it, and they're like, what's it going to take to make sure that these guys are held accountable? And look, you know, we don't know what's going to happen in that case. It would just be guessing. They didn't like the jury instruction. What they did not say in the court opinion was that there was not enough evidence. They basically said, look, the evidence was here, but the jury instruction was wrong, which, you know, for prosecutors was heartening. So I anticipate that they're going to try this case again on a federal level, and he will be held accountable.
I think so, too, which kind of brings it to really the focal point is in Albany. You know, you cannot leave session, in my opinion, for the summer without getting a comprehensive package in place. You can't just put a couple of things speckled about as far as ethics. You have to have it set in stone and comprehensive, in essence. So, you know, it's a bad job by the governor and company. I think you got to put a firm package together, especially in this state where everything is looked upon with all this stuff.
No, I agree. I mean, what's it going to take for them to institute some laws, A, that we could use to, we can prosecute people, and B, to send a message to the people that, look, we care about this. Ethics is important to us. We're going to change the laws. We're going to make sure that people are held accountable. But it's not coming out of Albany, and it's very frustrating.
No, no question. And, you know, people talk about apathy and everything else, but regarding these elections and voter turnout and the governor talking about expanding registration, really the heart of the matter is, you know, it's almost like, okay, what difference does it make my vote? It's the same guys getting into office, getting into the same trouble, taking advantage of the system. It's got to stop.
Yeah, it does have to stop. And look, we're seeing it in Nassau County. You know, people now on both sides of the aisle are talking about reform. People are putting into measure, and they're talking about things that they do if they'll get into office. And, you know, I got to say that that's a step in the right direction. They were never having these conversations before. So, I'm optimistic.
No question. Talking with Madeline Singers, a couple of minutes with Madeline, the district attorney of Nassau County. Let's get into the gangs. You know, we saw Jeff Sessions here. We saw Peter King formulate the panel talking about MS-13. The president now coming into Suffolk County, Madeline.
Right.
Listen, a lot of focus on this stuff. You've done a great job. MS-13 rounded up not only in Suffolk, Nassau as well. Nobody's immune here.
No one's immune. Again, these are it's a ruthless gang. They target people. I mean, you're either with them or you're against them. And everyone against them, they take no qualms about using violence against you, trying to initiate you into the gang. Young kids are susceptible. They're ruthless, and we're going to be ruthless right back. I mean, our indictment, 41 gang members were arrested, indicted, for a four-year wave of violence in Nassau County, 83-count indictment. Again, we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we take these people off the street because they're a menace, they're dangerous, and no one deserves the violence that they inflict.
And, you know, the whole thing, Sessions here a couple of months ago, I don't like the pounding of the chest, we're coming after you, that type of thing. Just get it done. But to me, it comes from a federal level. You know, the Unaccompanied Minors Act key here, you know, sanctuary, who's not a sanctuary city. Listen, it all comes down to these young kids coming into play, getting trained, and creating havoc.
Yeah. I mean, look, again, we need help from our federal partners. There's no doubt about it when we're talking about people entering the country. We need help from the feds. We can't do this alone. And again, you know, like, I don't like the chest thumping either, but we need resources, and we'll take them anywhere we can get them. But the bottom line is we also need leaders who won't be afraid. We need action. You know, we need people that will stand up and say, no, this is going to be a top priority, just like we're doing in Nassau County and like they're doing in Suffolk County, and making sure that people are safe. That's our number one goal.
Madeline, one more thing before we let you go. This is a head scratcher to me with all the problems from a fiscal standpoint happening in Nassau County, these mailings, you know, the increase in the budget, over $1 million. You have NYFA pretty much telling the county, listen, you've got to cut expenses here.
I mean,
you know what? You got 19 legislative seats up for election. Has everybody gone nuts within the county? What is going on with these mailings?
Yeah, look, I got to tell you, that's something that I've been talking about for years because it irritates me. Both the state constitution, the county charter, both of them prohibit using public funds for personal or political purposes. And that's what these mailings are. They're junk mailings. They cost hundreds and thousands of dollars each year. And essentially, they're campaign mailings to perpetuate incumbency. And you know what? If you want to do that, then spend your own money. spend your campaign money. Don't spend the taxpayer money to put out these messages that do nothing for the public except put out their own, you know, partisan campaign messages. So, you know, the laws aren't there for us. It's very difficult for us to bring cases against it, but I've asked the Commissioner of Investigations, the Board of Ethics, to look at this and fine or sanction or put out a report or just tell them to cut it out, because you know what? That's not what the tax dollars are used to, should be used for.
And I got to say this before I let you go. You've been right on it. You know, these people who neglect dogs, animals, the latest one, this Hempstead woman from a couple of years ago, an absolute disgrace. Good stuff there, preventing her from buying animals, you know, or tending to animals. You cannot have all this stuff going on, abusing, neglecting, and everything else. You've been right on it.
Yeah, we have. I mean, look, animals, animal crimes for us is something that we do, and people are heartless. And what they do to animals, it's really shocking sometimes, whether it's that woman. We had another guy with a Yorkie that neglected it, and they bring it to the pounds, and the dogs are emaciated and unhealthy and in pain, and you know what? We're not going to tolerate it. They have to be held accountable. They're tough cases, obviously. The animals don't talk. It's hard to demonstrate that they're the person that inflicted that kind of injury, but we're committed to doing them because animals deserve that kind of safety and to grow up in an environment that's violent-free.
Always a pleasure. We'll talk soon.